The Good Day program. Are you aware of anything special today? How are things going with you? The day is, for some, young. For others, you've been at it for a while. I think about what I've done in the last 5 hours, or the next 5 hours. Sometimes it becomes a big blur. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, not here. Roberta is. We have some stories, because this is actually beyond Good Day, where the essence of reality, I suppose it's the rubber meeting the road. Maybe that's the way of looking at it, because there are a lot of things that go on in the world that aren't becoming part of the day-to-day discussion on some of the news talk radio stations, because it's not political or it's not hot. And I believe in going down a different street. Having said that, I'm aware of the last gasps of the so-called drug war, because looking around at
Hello.
Yes.
Did you just hear her yawn?
Charlotte? Or no, Roberta?
Roberta. I'm in the middle of getting my head wrapped around this story.
I didn't yawn.
You most certainly
did
yawn.
Not.
Yes, you did too. Yawned.
Everything went quiet. I thought we like lost connection.
No, it went quiet after I heard you yawn as I'm getting into this important
I did not yawn.
Consideration here.
A yawn is
no.
Blame it on the dog, Roberta.
The dog's
talking about Charlotte.
No. I'm talking about Roberta. Anyway. Meanwhile, well, she's worked extra hard, so maybe that's what the... I'll give her...
Put me up at the wee hours of the morning. It wasn't even light yet you had me up.
Poor girl.
Stand by. Anyway, so if you look around the country, as Richie said to me the day after the election, do you know how crazy you are? You use a different word, because I support complete fiscal conservatism. I believe that the real meaning of the term conservative means to save. And I don't see many people who have the conservative handle attached to them doing much to save the country, save the money, save a lot of things that have to do with the complete disrespect we're showing for future generations. Now, I also, you hear me say, live in the now. So let's live, drink, what is it? Eat, drink, and be merry for tomorrow.
Drink and be merry, yeah.
So when you learn that last Friday, the Treasury Department borrowed in your name $211 for every family in this country, a note was drawn for $211. That's more money than most people made last Friday. If you consider $211, if you work a five-day week, that's $1,055, which is... that amounts to about 54,000, 55,000,
54,000. Which is above the average, yeah.
Which is above by $6,000 what the mean income is, median income in our country is. So every penny, if you make that kind of dough or less, every penny that you made, the government's going to have to extract from you in one way or another to pay off the loan. And that's just one day of borrowing.
Wow.
So, I mean, when you think about it that way, Roberta's point of view, and again, this is not about politics, it's about common sense. Why would you support somebody or something that was extracting that kind of dough and didn't know really what to do with it? They just spend it willy-nilly on all kinds of crazy stuff, like the education system, which is using, this year, Richie, you may not have heard me talking about this, $37 billion more than is necessary is being spent on education to hire people at a rate that's 1.5 times the growth of the student population. The educators or teachers or support staff, whatever you want to call them.
Wait a minute, we always hear about not having enough teachers. Now we have too many?
No. There was a study done by a Washington think tank that overviews where we're spending the money, what it's being used for in terms of hiring, and the amount of money being spent to hire teachers is ridiculous.
How come I have 27 especially kids in both of my kids' classes?
Why? What's wrong with that? Where does it say 27 kids is not... And I was in classes 41, 46, and I turned out fine because I knew the teachers knew what they were talking about. I got a lot because I paid attention. I was interested in school, and I did well in school. But it doesn't make any difference. That's a smoke screen.
Well,
I don't care what
funny.
Any
we just
educator.
Had our, we just had our teacher parent meeting yesterday with my daughter Juliana, who's in kindergarten's teacher. And she was telling us some pretty neat things. I mean, you know, she works one-on-two or one-on-three with small groups, and then they have an assistant teacher. So there's basically two teachers in the class. Then twice a week, kids from the high school come over as part of their class and work with the kids, too.
Great. What's wrong with that?
That's the high school is right next door.
Yeah.
So they just walk over for one of their class periods, and they work with the kindergartners.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
That's neat.
Yeah. So anyway, the point I'm trying to make is sort of underscoring what Rich said about me the day after the election, when it was obvious that I had supported candidates who were fiscally conservative, but when it came to the ballot issues, I was considered way to the left. That's because I supported legalization of marijuana,
assisted suicide.
Right. And most other things that are considered, I don't know, we use the word progressive, liberal, whatever, I'm in favor of, because I don't think the government has any business sticking its nose into my business. And so everything, but you look at some of the legislation, for example, there's a discussion now about whether or not you're going to be able to have deductions for mortgage interest and what that's all about. If you look at the IRS code, it is completely engineered to control how you live.
Oh, without
the government controls how you live through its tax policies. And if you don't realize that,
it's about
you're
to
crazy.
Spank you if you own a nice house
right.
in a
yeah, anything over $500,000. They want to. If the Republicans can't stop this, you'll be not able to write off your mortgage deduction if you have a house that's worth more than $500,000. Yep. End of story. So that puts me out of the park, you out of the park, and puts Roberta out of the park.
I mean, if you live in Washington, D.C., Boston, New York, you can't own a house.
Not that it's any good. It isn't worth $500,000.
Right. My house is nothing spectacular.
No, I'll attest to that.
Yeah. And it's, you know, you're at $500,000.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, let me just sort of underscore what I have in mind with putting all of this together. I think, again, maybe the marijuana legalization laws are the underscore here. The federal government is under pressure to abandon the war on drugs. And this is a complete, as far as I'm concerned, completely legitimate. It was George Bush, the father, put this into effect. It never worked when he was president. It started with $19 billion, up to, I don't know, $24 or $26 billion a year. It never, ever, ever, ever has worked or even come close to working, especially when you look at this foolish war on marijuana. 18 members of Congress wrote a letter this week to the Department of Justice to allow states to be laboratories of democracy and create their own drug laws to address the disproportionate impact of marijuana on minorities, people. You know how many people? There are 186,000 people in jail in the state of California. Do you know how many of them are in there for drug offenses? And I'm not talking about selling, because sellers need to be in jail, and they need to throw the key away. Jail for people who sell and distribute drugs, they go to jail forever, as far as I'm concerned. But users, what the hell are you putting them in jail for?
Mm-hmm.
Why should people who use marijuana or any other drug be put in jail? Where does that come? What kind of arcane thinking?
Oh, unless you're a dealer. Unless
I just
selling.
Said,
that's what
if you're
said.
A dealer,
right.
you go to jail and you throw away the key.
Or you're under the influence and you create another...
Well, if you do something else
that
is connected to it.
You're driving
a
car and you kill somebody, hurt somebody, you get into an accident.
Right. That's a whole different story.
Right. But if you just caught with a
joint
bag or something like that, I mean, please.
So anyway, the letter that has been written defends the decision of voters in the places like Massachusetts and Colorado, Washington, suggesting, quote, that these states have chosen to move from a drug policy that spends millions of your tax dollars turning ordinary Americans into criminals toward one that will tightly regulate the use of marijuana while raising tax revenue to support some of the cash problems that government has. Basically, lawmakers in Congress are telling the federal government to get out of the way when it comes to state drug laws. A couple of lawmakers last week in the House introduced legislation that would exempt states with their own marijuana laws from the Controlled Substances Act and its marijuana regulation. Remember when that idiot John, who was the attorney general when...
Ashcroft.
Yeah. Said, this is 2 days after September 11th, 2001. This idiot sends 34 FBI agents to Washington State to investigate doctors who are writing prescriptions for medical marijuana. 34 FBI agents 2 days after September 11th, and this moron sends them out there to investigate and to arrest doctors who are writing prescriptions because the state law says you can do it. But the federal law says no, so we're going to enforce it with 34 FBI agents. I mean, this guy, where the hell is our head? I know I'm getting hot now because I've used hell twice in the last 60 seconds.
Settle down.
This is not about letting Americans get high when they want to, although I don't think that that's a problem. I think there are a lot of things in these bills that are racist, that have connections. If you look at the black people that are in jail versus white people, you think there are more blacks than whites proportionally that smoke weed? Come on. I don't know about crack or anything, because I don't know anything about drugs, really. But I know what I see and what I sense. And what I see and what I sense is that if you were to take 100 black people and 100 white people, you'd find as many, if not more, white people using marijuana. However, there are a hell of a lot... Oops, three times, sorry. There are a heck of a lot more black people in jail for using drugs than there are white people. Why do you think that is? So this is about ending the costly drug war that has ruined the lives of millions of Americans. We are certainly not winning that war under any stretch of any imagination. So that's my 2 cents worth. Whatever you feel, you can email me, Doug at DougStephan.com, or call if you want, 800-510-8255. Email also to Rich at DougStephan.com and to Roberta at DougStephan.com. This is Beyond Good Day. Rich and Roberta also have stories for your consideration coming up in a few minutes here on Good Day.
What do you got for me, Doc?
The victim is male, mid-30s. Cause of death? Sudden shock.
Yeah, well, he was last seen browsing thousands of TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
Explains the traces of disbelief in the brain, but this astonishment residue?
He was watching them all instantly.
Instantly? That's incredible!
Doctor? Doctor!
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Marking 25 years in network radio, Doug Stephan's Good Day.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Might be the correct English question here. Rich McFadden, an important part of the Good Day program with a Beyond Good Day story. First of two, in fact, that he has today. You're doing your homework well, Mr. McFadden. That's good.
There was one about Jerry Jones from the Dallas Cowboys. I'm going to tell you in a little bit. It's just too good not to do. But first, have you ever heard of a committee in Congress called the House Unmanned Systems Caucus?
No.
It's made up of 60 members of Congress. And they've received roughly $8 million in campaign contributions over the last 4 years to push legislation to help open the U.S. skies to unmanned aircraft, drones.
Drones. Yep.
So, as you can imagine, police departments, private corporations, universities have all applied to use drones at some point in the future for one reason or another. One of these companies that is said to have applied for drone status, TMZ.
What?
The gossip news site.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Because?
Well, obviously they want to be able to get pictures of such and such's wedding or spy over somebody's house and use the pictures in the magazine. Now, TMZ says, and they came out with a report yesterday on their website, we haven't put in for any applications. We have no desire to own a drone. We have never even talked about owning a drone. It's false. But San Francisco Chronicle reported it yesterday and says that they do. And all of a sudden, Drudge picked it up, and the story just went hot because it's just classic. So, okay, you know, let's say TMZ doesn't want a drone. You can rest assured some other news agency does.
Mm-hmm.
You can rest assured every police department that can afford one does.
Yeah.
Because it's a revenue source. They can give you more speeding tickets.
Fine, yeah, exactly. The aircraft hovering, there's on some of the highways in the country, you see highway patrol by aircraft.
Right, exactly. If you think a red light camera or a speed trap camera in your neighborhood is offensive already.
Big brother.
You see these drones flying over your neighborhood, and you get a ticket in the mail next week, or you get arrested.
So you want me to carry this out, Richie?
Go ahead.
I'm sitting here on my farm looking out the front window.
I just put the ball on the tee. Right. Now I want you to hit it out of the park.
Now, here's something. This is as crazy as it gets, but it does get crazy. The Agriculture Department wants to start limiting the number of cows farmers can have on amounts of land that they own. So the government wants to restrict or tell you how many, on my farm, for example, tell me how many cows
I can
have in my front pasture.
That's fantastic.
Right. How is it fantastic?
Because
then you can't have these big Monsanto farms with 5,000 cows, right?
Well, Monsanto doesn't do the cow thing. They do the feed the goat to the cows. I don't know, because my luck, or the luck of the farmers, the luck of the other small businessmen, what really happens is that the big companies, the big agribusinesses that want to have 5,000 cow dairies or 20,000 cow dairies, they'll get themselves exempted. And so the little guys like me that can't fight it, all right, I've got 20 acres in this pasture. You have 20 cows, and we'll fly over. You have 21, we're going to fine you $100.
Yep.
Every time we see a cow. And this is where this is all going.
Yeah.
You think that I'm crazy? No.
No, I don't.
I told you earlier about the business, all of the supervision, all of the stuff that's being put together to monitor every single damn thing that you do. And the country has gone right down the chute, and it's because we have too many people.
Finger on
we
the have there.
In. Did you do it again?
No, I didn't, but
I was close. Yeah. Why are we putting out? We just proved that we were a bunch of nincompoops by electing all the same people that a year ago we said we didn't like. Or we had people who were not involved in the system, who don't understand the system, who were bought off to vote for those people who keep things going as they are. We keep borrowing money. I mean, how crazy is any or all of this? But to have me be told that I can only have 20 cows up front, I put 21 out, drone goes over, and I get a fine for $100.
Here it comes.
That's where it's coming. Yep, 28 after on good day.
Moolah.
Mmm, yum.
Mmm.
We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious, fruit-flavored, chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
On Chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 Chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 Chapstick raspberry creams, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of Chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work in reducing premature births. Almost 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and life-saving programs to help moms in our communities have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us during Prematurity Awareness Month in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico. Now more.
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or cake, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is not a good day.
It is.
Oh, is it? Is it a new one? Do I remember
you were
this?
Just paying attention to your email when she was doing the good day part.
Who was?
You was.
I were?
You were.
How do you know?
Because I listened to her sing about the good day, and you were like...
Huh. Where is the good day? This is good day beyond good day, actually.
Yeah.
I'll take your word for it, Richie. Here you go. Bad news here. That's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Roberta Fasanelli is also here with a Beyond Good Day story. I'm going to get naked.
I'm sure you've done that once or twice in your life, Roberta, skipped and gone naked.
Yeah, more than once.
Yeah.
But you better not do it if you're in San Francisco, because apparently the San Francisco Board of Supervisors has voted to ban nudity.
So they did vote to ban it.
No, they haven't. No, it still has to go to a second vote. I mean, the Board of Supervisors.
Well, the first vote came last week.
Week to ban nudity. But what was amusing are some of the comments that people made. They had opened up for 2 hours to a public meeting, and people, you know, could say what they wanted about it, pro and against it, you know, for
air
nudity.
Their opinion. Out.
Yeah, air their opinions out. And here are some of them. Someone who was for it said, a naked person is like a dressed person. There is no difference. The only difference is that a dressed person is warmer than a naked person.
That would be said for that.
Yep.
And then someone against it said, I would just like to be able to walk down the street, buy a carton of milk without seeing somebody's...
Well, it depends on the neighborhood. There's a neighborhood that was the, if you saw the movie about Harvey Milk and when he was killed, Sean Penn and, what's his face?
Yeah, I think it was called Milk was the name of the movie.
It was called Milk, yeah, right. Anyway, the story of these people in that part of town, the gay part of town, that have for a long, long time expressed themselves in the nude. They are protesting, and they think people pay more attention to whatever they're protesting if they are nude. So this became, according to the supervisors anyway, a distraction for tourists.
Well, that's what one of the persons against it said. This small group is taking us backward to what I saw as the early 80s when buses of tourists would go through the neighborhood and take pictures like we were in a zoo. This is a person who's against it.
It doesn't hurt.
The nudity for the band.
The only thing that I thought about was sitting on a bus next to a guy who's completely naked. There's something about that I just don't want to do. When he gets up off the seat, what's that going to leave on the seat? Like that. I don't know. But if you want to walk around naked, who cares? Why is it? People say, "Oh, I don't want my children to see it." What do you mean you don't want your children to see it?
Your children look themselves like that. Hello.
Exactly.
Right.
Let me play the devil's advocate here.
Sure, Richie. Help yourself.
Do
your children see you naked ever?
Me?
Yeah. Have your children ever? Wait a minute. You said not anymore. Have they ever seen you naked?
Yes.
Your children?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They seen your wife naked?
Yes.
Seen your stepmother naked?
God, I hope not.
I hope not. At any rate, I only met her once. She seemed very sweet, but I don't want to see her naked.
No, she's attractive for
But,
you know.
Anyway,
it's an argument that I make
for hanging around with younger women. Anyway.
They did a test on the streets of New York where they put a guy totally naked, just with socks, shoes, and a briefcase, and they had a guy dressed in a gorilla suit, and they did a study to see what New Yorkers looked at most, and the person who got looked at most was...
The
guy in the gorilla suit.
Yeah.
Because the guy was naked. New Yorkers went, naked, fine, whatever.
Okay.
The guy in the gorilla suit, they went, okay, what's that all about?
Here's the deal. Unless you're Pamela Anderson or something like that, most men... Well, not, you know, in San Francisco, it's a whole different game. But, you know, as a guy walking down the street, if you're a guy, I don't want to see you. And... You know, unless you...
I don't care what your age is. I don't want to see if you're a
guy. Hot ladies or something like that. You ever look at articles about nudist colonies?
Richie's not looking at the pictures. He's reading the article.
No, have you ever looked at art and, you know, they'll say, nudist colony, blah, blah, blah. And people walk
nudist
around their
beaches.
Not the best looking people you've ever seen.
Oh, no. Uh-huh. I have to say, I once went to a nudist colony in New Jersey.
You ever walk up to the Lido deck on a cruise ship and see what's up there?
Yeah. It was most of the people there were not very good looking. And it was funny because the woman who ran this nudist colony in New Jersey was this older woman. She must have been in her 60s at the time. And you had to pass her muster before you allowed in. She had to talk to you. Why do you want to be here? You know, what are your opinions?
Are you a perv?
Right, exactly. She would not let you in unless, you know, she said, okay, well, you're okay, you could go in. And they had the most marvelous freshwater pool that was cold as ice, which certainly discouraged certain things.
Right.
But like you said, it was very nonchalant. Like I said, not the best looking people.
Yeah. All right. So you may not choose it for your neighborhood. You may not want to be around it. But let people do what they want to do. It doesn't hurt anybody.
The best comment of all was someone said, well, what do children do when they see naked people? They laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went, wow, that is a powerful comment.
Let me ask you this, Doug. Deep in your mind, let's say your daughter has a little girl. She lives in California now.
Right.
And let's say your little granddaughter is walking down the street and a naked guy walks by her. Would you in the back of your mind wonder whether there are devious thoughts there? And would you walk closer or hold your little granddaughter's hand if you were walking by this naked guy?
Deviant thoughts rather than devious thoughts would be...
Thank you.
Yeah, and the answer to that would be, of course, because I'm a human being. And I'm not suggesting that the...
Well, you're protecting your children, too.
Right. I mean,
right. If that same guy were clothed,
Are you going to let people get on an airplane
naked?
Some
clothed guys are really creepy looking.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it has to do... with a certain amount of common sense, which never gets played in these scenarios. It's always the most extreme condition or the most extreme consideration. I don't want to sit next to a naked guy on a bus. I don't want to sit on a seat where he's been. So, but if a guy wants to wander around...
next to somebody else on the bus,
I don't want him on the bus. I don't want him on the bus.
Okay.
I don't want him in public transportation. I don't want him where he can affect somebody else, where he doesn't do any harm to anybody else, where whatever he's doing is benign. Walking
he's
around,
he's like just laying in the
beach.
Grass in the bar,
right.
And,
right.
And a park.
Or if you're walking
beach,
around
sure.
town with a placard saying "support gay rights" or support naked rights, whatever it is, there's nobody being hurt by that. But you get into a close proximity with somebody else, and yeah, there's something about
right.
the interaction that's not healthy. So you don't allow it. That's all.
Right. You know, if you do go to a nudist colony, however, you are supposed to take a towel with you so that when you sit somewhere, you sit on the towel.
Oh, good.
Right, I got to give you my Jerry Jones story
before we stop.
Why was it? Is this connected to the other story?
No.
Well, so
it's just quick and short.
No, hold on.
Okay.
We have other things to do. I need a quick
short. Well, I know we have other things to do.
Well, we have a quick short story about power swabs and how this makes you look younger.
If you're going to walk around San Francisco naked, you want to have the whitest teeth you can have.
Exactly. You don't want those ugly yellow stained teeth to go along with whatever else may be yellow.
People will be looking at your teeth.
Yeah. Well, maybe not quite so much. Anyway, power swabs available now. Working in 5 minutes.
Would you buy something called power swabs from a naked guy on the streets of San Francisco?
Well, fortunately, you don't have to do that. You call this number, Richie, 800-865-7602. That's all you have to do. You don't have to deal with any naked or clothed human beings.
Thank goodness.
Somebody that answers the phone at 800-865-7602 will be happy to take your order.
They could be naked on the other end of that phone. Right,
they could be. You know what? It won't make any difference.
That's right.
And that's where how do you know I'm not naked sitting here? I could be naked sitting in this chair doing the program.
Don't want to go there. Don't even want to go there.
Use your imagination if you want. It's up to you. Anyway, this is a deal that is just right for you at this time of year, any time of year. But you're going to parties now. People are going to judge you. Maybe it's coming to the end of a term. Your job isn't what you want. You want a new job. That's a New Year's resolution. You got to get a new job. So if you go on an interview and you got yellow stained teeth, ooh, not good, not going to work. And because power swabs is not like a normal bleach whitener, it uses a naturally derived tooth agent, power swabs does. So it works on all of your teeth, whether they're the natural real teeth or maybe caps, crowns, veneers, whatever it is. Here's the number to call for the risk-free trial, 800-865-7602. And when you order I think this is a three-month program, but I'm not sure, you'll get 40% off the normal price. Whatever period of time you want to use these for, it's risk-free, so you get your money back if it doesn't work. You get 40% off the normal price, and it does a great job in a few minutes making your teeth white. Three things. It's a hat trick. Call 800-865-7602. You're impressed, Richie, that I knew that three in a row were a hat trick.
It's a hat trick.
It's
that's
a hat
pretty
trick.
Good, though.
Works well on your teeth. Doesn't cost a lot of money. Risk-free.
Did you know they're not playing hockey this year?
I don't miss them at all.
Yeah, me either.
Who cares?
Okay.
But
no,
I am interested in you taking advantage of this power swab opportunity to clean up your teeth or maybe give it anonymously to somebody you know who's got ugly yellow teeth. All right, be their friend. Call 800-865-7602.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Get big Black Friday savings at Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Get clearance flooring from just 19 cents a square foot. Plus, take 20% off thick 10-millimeter laminates with attached pad. 50% off tools to install your new floors. And save even more with daily floor buster deals at every local store. Better yet, get special extended financing. Hurry, Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale is going on now. So visit LumberLiquidators.com today and find the store near you.
The story from Minnesota today, this week, maybe this month, maybe this is the story of the year, depending on how you look at the good news that we profile all the time on the Good Day program. You may have heard me talking about a gentleman named Joe Lucan, who has the Village Food Stores in Bemidji, Minnesota, and also one over in North Dakota. Three of the stores run by Mr. Lucan and his family. He's giving the stores to his employees. Mr. Lucan, it is a pleasure, sir, to talk to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
What? Well, first of all, tell us the story of you starting this grocery store and how it grew. Tell me the story of you and your family in this business.
Well, I bought my brother out in 1969, October 1st of 1969, and I built the mall store in 1978, expanded several times in 86, I bought the store and built the store in Wahpeton, North Dakota. In 95, I had a major expansion here at the mall store. In the year 2000, we built the South store.
One of the things I'm hoping you listen to this program, because we're on in your community, and earlier we were talking to a listener who told us your story. When I saw this, we've posted the story on my website, DougSteffen.com, and whether you're familiar with my program or not, I hope you are. There is great interest when people hear something like this of how it impacts not only you, but you think about Target. I know they have a store there, and Walmart has a store there, your competitors. But because you're better, maybe to your employees, and maybe this is the example that best displays that, you have been able to win. I know you have your the gentleman who's the general manager. Is it Brent Seacard? Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
All right. So when did you come work with Joe? When did you start working there?
Well, I started scrubbing the floors here in 1998. I was actually the overnight janitor, and just slowly came up through the ranks since then, and just a few weeks ago became the new president and CEO.
So there are how many employees in the three stores?
About 400.
400. So how does it work? Each one of them get a piece of it when Joe retires? Is that how it works?
You know, ESOPs are really—they're an amazing mechanism for retirement.
Yes.
Because what they do is the value of the stock that we generate every year, it gets dispersed at no charge to the employees and put in a trust fund. And so when they retire or leave the company, they get that whatever has accumulated.
Mm-hmm.
It's a highly successful form of business.
Well, and this is what benefits Joe as well, right?
Yeah.
Joe and his family, yes.
Yeah. So, you know what? This is something. This story could go on and on and on. As far as I'm concerned, you're one of these people that I think we could easily refer to you as a hero, but I don't think that's the way you look at yourself. You're just doing what the right thing is.
And the right thing.
Yeah, and so how do we get more people to do this? First of all, we have to get more people to stay in business, small people who are entrepreneurs like you, and frankly, I'm a radio entrepreneur. I do the same thing. And if we can just get people to see how this can work and we can save a lot of these smaller companies like yours. I know you had a lot of offers from big companies, and God bless you because you didn't sell out to them. I just wanted people to hear your story to a point, Joe. We don't have a lot of time here, but congratulations to you. And Brent, best of luck. I hope that you're advertising on the radio station that carries this program, your stories. Take good care, gentlemen. Thanks again.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
The hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Roberta and I welcome Warren Eckstein to the program. He is the host of The Pet Show. You can go to petshow.com. He has a great line of products called Hugs and Kisses, veterinarian, anyway, approved by vets. It's a vitamin regimen for both. Well, you can get two different things, one for your cat, one for your dog, and very cool stuff. It's at The Pet Show or also at hugsandkisses.com. Warren has blogged about a mobile device that ensures dogs left alone are never lonely. How the heck does this work?
Well, in other words, what it does is it gives people the opportunity to communicate with their dogs when they're not even home.
How do they communicate? Like, they listen to them and find out whether they're breathing, or what are they listening?
No, they have a special collar that the dog wears, and the owners can keep track of where the dog is online.
Huh?
In other words, the dog wears a collar.
The dog's at the house. Where is it going to go?
The collar has a camera, and you're at work. You can log on, type in whatever you have to type in, and now you can watch your dog, whatever he's doing during the day.
Really?
Now, here's something.
Would you do that?
Wouldn't that for me?
Yeah.
It's kind of like spying on my dog.
Yeah, if
he's not supposed to let him.
Although it may be something, I might want to get the device because I've been wanting to get a Charlotte cam and use it on the website.
Well, they have, Sony has one of those. They tried to send me one a year ago. But here's something even higher tech than that.
Yeah.
Can you imagine you're driving around somewhere in Massachusetts and you forgot to feed the dogs, and what are you going to do? Well, now you can feed your dogs using your Droid or your iPhone.
Really?
They have a special feeding mechanism that you can put in your house, and wherever you are, no matter where, what time you are, you can call in, and it will automatically feed your dog. And you can tell, give him half a cup, give him a cup, give him two cups.
There's something radically wrong with this. I'm not sure I understand yet what it is, but it just sounds so wrong to
me. Well, no, think of it. But think about it. Let's say you're at work and you forgot to feed your dog.
Mm. Remember the song "In the Year 2525" of Bands?
I don't even want to be around it.
All right.
You can feed your dog.
I've got news for you. Newsflash: in 100 years from now, you won't be here.
There you go. But it's an interesting concept, and I think it's going to do well. People like high-tech stuff when it comes to their pet. Whether it works or not, they like the concept of buying high-tech stuff for their pets.
I'd be interested in learning more about that Sony camera for the dogs, because I really do want to have a camera for Charlotte. It'd be kind of fun to post some of that video up on the website.
Well, you know what you're going to say.
What?
Charlotte's sleeping 18 hours.
Yeah, maybe. Well, we'll find the good stuff. There's a story today about a blind dog that only has three legs that saved its family. What state was that in?
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. So what's
three
that story?
Legs, 13 years old, blind and deaf.
Yeah.
And it saved the owner's life. It woke them up for a fire. They got the kids out and whatever. You know, I always tell people this. Just a couple of weeks ago, I was at a shelter doing a broadcast, Doug, and people walked in with like a 12-year-old dog, and they dropped it off because they didn't want the dog anymore. It was too old. It was expensive.
And shoot those parents.
The dog looked back at them. I had tears in my eyes. The dog looked back as if to say, what did I do? So here's an example. Your older pets, just like elderly people, they have tremendous knowledge, and somehow they know what to do. Here's a dog, blind, deaf, three legs, 13 years old. There was a fire in the house, started barking, woke the family up, including their infant, got them all out of the house, and saved their lives.
How could you be so damn selfish as to have a dog, and when it gets old and infirmed, you want it, you give it, you and the dog does nothing but unconditionally love you for those 12 years, and you bring him to a place to have him either euthanized or somebody else maybe adopt him?
That's why, honestly, none of my friends walk upright.
Oh, my God.
I don't trust people.
All right, here's another example. All right, here we go. A teenager and his parents swept out to sea on a Saturday. They tried to save their dog. The family, including the parents, a son and a daughter, were at Big Lagoon Beach, about 30 miles north of Eureka, California. The dog was overtaken by 10-foot waves. 16-year-old boy dove in after him. The parents went in to rescue the boy. All three were pulled out to sea.
I just posted that story on Facebook and basically asked people, what would you do? Yeah. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that if my dog were in trouble, I would. After him.
Absolutely.
The parents did what they had to do, and you know what? When they all meet and at the Rainbow Bridge or in heaven at the time, I'm sure they're all going to agree.
Mm. Yep.
Adopt an older dog. That's the moral of the story today. If you're going to a shelter, everyone wants the puppies. Let me tell you, when you adopt an older dog, they pay you back every day, and they have tremendous knowledge. They really know. It's kind of like senior citizens. They know about the world. I always recommend adopt an older dog or cat.
By the way, the dog managed to find its way back to shore and survived.
The dog survived, and the family died.
The daughter never entered the water, but the other members of the family died trying to save that dog. God love him. Hi, Warren. Thank you. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show here with stories on Good Day.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I'd better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.